President Biden says he gets it. On Lisa Brady, Fox News, that he knows it's painful when gas prices go up. And while they've been declining lately,
they're not falling fast enough. Families are hurting.
So he's selling another 15 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserves.
Independent analysts have confirmed that drawdowns from the reserves so far have played a big role in bringing down oil prices, bringing them down.
And he rejects Republican criticism. He's playing politics with something intended for emergencies.
It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on.
He says that's making sure there's enough domestic supply while also moving toward alternative energy. Former Vice President Mike Pence just telling Fox News gas prices are higher because of the president's war on energy.
And I think the reason in 20 days you're going to see the American people take back the House, take back the Senate, take back state houses around the country is because they know better. They know the pathway to American energy independence is to unleash American energy.
President Biden today also announcing a plan to buy back oil to restock the reserves when the price falls to a certain range. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association president says the White House has taken dozens of actions that will make it harder to produce that oil. The president also just answering a shouted question about Russia's president declaring martial law in the four regions of Ukraine he claims to have annexed.
I think that Vladimir Putin finds himself in an incredibly difficult position.
He says it seems Putin's only tool is to brutalize Ukrainian citizens into capitulating, which President Biden says they will not do. The State Department, meantime, calling the martial law declaration today a desperate tactic. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An advisory panel says the Food and Drug Administration should take a pregnancy drug off the market.
The FDA said 2 years ago that Covis Pharma's drug McKenna should be pulled from the market, but Covis appealed. It was initially approved more than a decade ago under an accelerated approval program, which was meant to fast-track certain drugs to the market based on limited studies, with the promise of additional study. But the FDA said additional studies showed the drug didn't really prevent premature births. It wasn't just Covis that fought, though, to keep the drug on the market. Doctors and advocates for Black mothers who have a higher rate of preterm birth asked that it be kept as well. And some women testified they think the drug did work for them or asked for additional study before pulling it.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a final decision from the FDA commissioner may be months away. Police in Georgia still searching for the body of a toddler whose mother is suspected of killing him.
It's been weeks since 20-month-old Quentin Smith was reported missing from his home in Chatham County, Georgia, by his mother, who is now the chief suspect in his believed murder. Police continue to comb through a landfill for the boy's body. Back at their headquarters, a large portrait of Quentin looms.
Here on the wall of this operations center, as a reminder of who we are searching for and why we continue to work so terribly hard.
Police Chief Jeff Hadley, mother Leilani Simon, is yet to be arrested. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Ohio Supreme Court upholds the death sentence for an inmate who argued her attorneys didn't properly raise trauma in her defense, including gender dysphoria. The court's decision 6-1 to uphold the conviction and death sentence for the 2019 beating death of a fellow inmate in a prison's residential treatment unit. There's a sell-off for now on Wall Street. The Dow's down 215 points. The Nasdaq down more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.